Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are going to talk a little Dallas Cowboys football here in a minute, but we have other business to tend to first with NC State women's basketball coach Wes Moore, who joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I appreciate your time, sir. You got a big one coming up tomorrow against Florida State, ranked number 22. They are above you. Somehow, somebody's above you in the ACC standings. I didn't think that was physically possible, but they have played one more game than you have in the league, so I guess that's the reason.
Yeah, they've played a couple of conference games already. They got a great team, very fast-paced. I mean, transition, you got to get back and clog it up or they're going to be shooting layups. And, yeah, it's a big challenge for us. They kind of put a hurting on us down there a year ago. So we're going to have to play really well. But we're excited about being back home. I think it's been almost a month since we played a home game. So it's exciting to be back in Reynolds.
Yeah, the game against Liberty, again, I don't even know how long ago it was. You've been road warriors since. The game at Virginia was, you guys needed some separation in the third quarter. It was a great third quarter. But what was difficult about that day?
Well, we didn't shoot the ball well. I think we were 1-for-10 from three in the first half. Didn't shoot it well, and when that happens, of course, then they're able to clog it up a little bit and make it hard on your post players also. And second half, we were able to get some stops. I think we got a little lucky. I think they missed some shots that they might normally make, and that allowed us to get out and run and score in transition. And, you know, Mimi Collins had a big game. I think she scored 25. That's career high for her. And as long as she's been in college, that's really saying something because she's been around like 6 years or something. But and then, you know, we had a couple of double-doubles with Sanaa Rivers and River Baldwin. So second half, we played pretty well. So that was good to see. You know, you've been off for almost 10 days for a Christmas break. Yeah. You never know how your players are going to handle that. From a game, we gave them 6 days off, though. Just completely off and came back and had four practices. So, especially on the road, I tell you, Adam, in this conference, you win a road game, you better celebrate it and enjoy it because they're hard to come by.
How did everybody avoid getting this death flu that everybody's had here in North Carolina for the last month? Because especially when you have people scattering, I mean, it ran through my house like crazy.
Great, Adam. Way to bring that up, man. That gives me something else to worry about. All right. Now, I don't know. We've been fortunate. Of course, we had Sanaa Rivers. She's had some back issues. I think she missed our last three games before Christmas break.
And right.
It was good to have her back out on the court. And yeah, you're right. I mean, that's part of it. You just hope you stay healthy. It's a long season, you know, and especially this time of year. There's a lot of that going on. Obviously, we try to make sure that we have somebody come in and give the whole team flu shots,
right,
and things like that. But at the same time, we've just been fortunate to so far dodge it.
You caused me to have a relapse. I started laughing so hard. Wes Moore at Wolfpack Wes on Twitter joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I want to ask you a real quick question about, like, building a roster and a team in today's age, because I don't think it matters what the sport is. I'm pro player movement. So, and I know it works contrary. It makes your job more difficult. So how do you build a culture? Does it almost make it because of the culture you've established? Does it make it a little easier to attract players to what you're trying to do? How does all of this work today?
Well, let me tell you, you still got to win, though, because as you mentioned, the roster's year to year.
Yeah.
And if you have, you know, last year we didn't finish as strong as we had been. And so, obviously, we weren't quite as sexy in the portal, you know. So I think that's part of it. You know, the culture, I think that too, you have to stick to your values and all those things. But I think the culture is a little bit of a crapshoot nowadays too, because, you know, you bring in several players, especially high-level players, and then you return several high-level players. That's kind of what happened to us a year ago. I mean, they got along great off the court, but on the court, you know, everybody wanted their time and their role and all that, and it's just hard sometimes to manage that. I just didn't do a good enough job. So, but it is. It's a challenge. You know, I was amazed watching these bowl games. You know, guys that are already going to another school next year are still on the sideline with their old team hanging out. Guys opting out, not playing in the bowl game. And I understand if you're going to be a high, and my view has changed on this. If you're going to be, you know, first round draft pick, whatever, and you're talking life changing dollars, I kind of understand, especially if you're not playing for a national championship, I can kind of understand opting out. And again, I never would have thought I'd say that. I've always been, you know, hey, I want to play. Mm-hmm. I'm putting the team first. But I get it. I mean, if you're talking about you're going to sign for $8 million if you stay healthy between now and the draft, you know, I kind of get it. So, but it is. It's a challenge. And I think every year you kind of start over. And you'd love to, you know, say, oh, we're going to stick with this roster. But then you got kids that maybe leave, and now you got to go fill holes. So it is. It's changed our world. That's why you see a lot of older coaches that are retiring, because our only time for basketball to catch our breath used to be, you know, maybe April and May.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Well, that's over now, because that's the portal. That's the hot portal time now. So April, May, you're bringing in kids on official visits and re-recruiting your roster. So our world's changed, and I think that's why some coaches are just saying, you know, hey, between that, and NIL, and all that. And let me say that, too. I know I'm rambling here, but no. NIL, I think the intent was good. You come to a school, and you play great, and you're popular. And if a car dealership wants to let you use a car, you know, you've earned that right for you to do some advertising on social media, whatever, then I think that's great. But the way it's gotten right now, it's a recruiting tool.
Sure.
And it's these collectives that are bringing in the money and basically trying to buy players. And, you know, before you ever make a bucket or score a touchdown at the college level. So, you know, that's made it hard, too.
Sure.
You know? How do you, you know, you got to reward your players that are already proven and getting that done. So it's, you got to be a general manager nowadays too.
It's all designed to make your job more difficult, Coach.
No, it isn't. It's designed to make it a perfect world for the student athlete.
Yeah.
And those are hard to come by once you get out of college.
It's impossible.
But, you know, now it's going to probably be, I think it'll probably happen permanently where you can transfer every year if you want.
Yeah, I do. I agree that that's going to happen.
Again, yeah, so you can transfer every year and NIL money. So every year it's a bidding war. You know, hey, I'm gonna put my name in the portal and I'm going to test the waters, you know?
Well, I think what's going to happen, here's what I think is going to happen. I think there's going to be collective bargaining between athletes and schools. And we'll have a more defined set of guidelines and rules based on everything. And I think that might be better for all parties because everybody will know the rules of the game. Maybe that'll make your life easier.
It would be nice, Adam, but unfortunately, if you get too restrictive in there, then they're going to say you're confining their opportunities to make money.
Right, but that's where the collective bargaining will handle that, because everybody will sign on.
But then you're going to have more lawsuits, is what I'm saying.
Oh, good.
You know, if a kid feels like that's stopping them from making their maximum money, somebody's going to sue. And when this NCAA gets sued, they usually say, okay, y'all can have it.
They lose. Yeah. So. They definitely lose. All right, before I let you go, it's like it's not the reason that we talked to Wes Moore, but it's we call this an added benefit. How do you feel about the now number two seeded Dallas Cowboys, not only heading into the final week against Washington, but heading into the postseason? Are you feeling confident?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me first say, for everybody out there, I grew up in Dallas, so I've been a Cowboy fan, you know, for about, 60 years.
Right.
Close to it. I can go back to Don Meredith and Bob Hayes.
Nice.
And, you know, all those guys. Calvin Hill. Everybody talks about Grant Hill.
Yep.
Calvin Hill was a stud for the Cowboys. His dad.
Big time.
So, So, and then also, I'm trying to have an outlook this time, Adam, of, hey, my Texas Rangers won the World Series after 50 years. Okay? So right now, we're talking gravy with the Cowboys. Okay?
No, we're not. I'm
still concerned. Huh?
You can't do that. You can't tell me that it's gravy.
I want them to win, Adam, but I'm not living and dying right now like I was. I mean, they're horrible on the road. You better not pass out that division trophy before Sunday's game is over.
Right.
They're 3-5 on the road. They've lost 3 of the last 5 times they've gone and played at Washington. So, hey, don't give them the trophy yet. And then at some point, if you do survive 2 home games in the playoffs, if you're so fortunate to get that, you're still going to have to go through San Francisco. And obviously Philly is a great team too. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. My problem, Adam, is that's why I don't think we do as well on the road. I don't know that we're tough enough. Jimmy Johnson said it great the other night. He was a butthole, okay? And he demanded, you know, he wasn't one of these soft, you know, coaches. I'm going to give you what you want. He demanded it. And, I remember Troy Aikman said Jimmy Johnson said he got out of it because he got tired of being a butthole. And Troy Aikman said, but he was so good at it. And so, again, I don't know if we're tough enough to win a game or two on the road. But like I said, you know, I'm pulling for it. I hope they somehow can win at Washington and get to play because they've been really good at home. Hopefully they get a couple of home games and then maybe you never know. Maybe Purdy will throw 4 picks again and give us a chance.
You are the best. Wes Moore, NC State women's basketball coach. Good luck against the Seminoles tomorrow night. I will talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Adam.
Take care.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Always. Always. Oh, my gosh. I need a moment. Could you just give me a second?
Oh, yeah.
My head hurts.
That's so funny.
My head hurts. He threw me into a coughing fit earlier.
Yes. Well, because you brought it up first, apparently.
My God.
So
it's real.
True. It is real.
Illness goes through teams like crazy. Hurricanes had, you know, dealt with it a few weeks ago. They had illness ripping through their locker room.
It's the season for it.
Oh, my gosh. I have such a headache.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.